So every year we have Easter and we either hear the Gospel of John or the Gospel of Luke or Matthew or Mark. And then the next day, the next Sunday, we get this particular passage in John, the passage of what we often call Doubting Thomas. But I want us to rethink this story just a little bit. I want us to take some time and move into this story in a different way. Because often we just look at the fact that Thomas was doubting. And we don't ask, who was Thomas doubting? Or what was Thomas doubting? Was he doubting that Christ rose from the dead? Or was he doubting the words of the disciples? Was he doubting his fellow believers? If we remember, this is the same day. This is the same day that Jesus rose from the dead. Mary was the first, Mary Magdalene in the Gospel of John, comes and tells the disciples that she has seen the Lord, that I have seen the Lord. And we're not certain they believed her because there they were locked away in this upper room. The fear of what might happen to them overcoming anything that they could believe that Mary might tell them. But Jesus comes into the midst of that locked space, comes into the midst of their doubts and their fears and their sense of anguish over his death, their grief, and he appears. And he does for them what he does for Thomas. He shows his hands and his side, and he says, "Peace be with you." And then he offers them a commission. That if you were in Sunday school, you heard about a different commission. But this was a shortened version when he says, "I'm sending you as the Lord has sent me." But Thomas wasn't there. Who knows? He might have been out on errands getting them food. For some reason, he wasn't there. So when he comes back to this bunch, and they tell him the same thing Mary told them, "We have seen the Lord." So he may have heard Mary, may not have. But we have seen the Lord. And why wouldn't he believe them? Why wouldn't he trust what those he had walked together with Jesus over those years of ministry? Why would he not trust what they told him? Why did he choose to doubt? What was it about this body of misfits, that made him doubt? Could it be that maybe one of them denied Jesus? Denied knowing him? Could it be that they all ran away when the time was to be that they should be there? The only one at the crucifixion, according to the Gospel of John, was John. Everyone else disappeared. Or ran to this upper room to lock the door. So, what about this group of misfits did he not trust enough to believe? Because as we continue to hear it, Jesus comes and offers what Thomas needs. And Thomas falls to his feet and says, "My Lord and my God." But Jesus' words are important for us because he says to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, guess what? We're now the ones who carry the message. We're now the ones who have to share this story. We're the ones who have to tell children that Jesus isn't fake. People have to trust what we tell them. People have to trust us enough to believe. And so how do we trust one another? Do we trust one another with our stories? Do we trust one another with our anguish? Do we trust one another with our pain, with our suffering, with our joys? Sometimes we don't want to share our joy with other people because they might spoil it. If we don't trust one another, how can those we give this message of hope to trust us? And that was some of the difficulty that the disciples had. They weren't quite certain they could trust each other. So do you believe what they tell you? Do you believe what others tell you? Or do we spend time in hearing half-truths and not going for the whole truth? If we hear something about one another, do we go to the one who we heard it about? Let me see how I can explain this so that it doesn't sound confusing. If Mary lost her dog and she told Sue, "I lost my dog, I don't know where he is," but Sue tells Larry, Mary got rid of her dog because her dog was doing this and doing that in the house, and Mary got fed up and just let it out. So it's gone. But Mary did it. Larry needs to go to Mary, doesn't he, to get the truth, rather than to then go to Thomas and say, "Hey, Thomas, do you know what Mary did? She kicked the dog out of the house because it pooped on the carpet." See how we can move into places where we no longer trust one another with anything that we say? Well, the world that needs to know the message of Christ and the hope and the promise of salvation and that gift of reconciliation and love, they need to hear that from people they can trust are sharing good news, that they can trust with their own story. Because as Donald Rose is talking to us in the gathering, the primary way we tell people about Jesus is we tell them our story. We tell them how we were transformed by Christ's love and Christ's reconciliation of our hearts with maybe our neighbors, maybe our family, but mostly with God. How God redeemed us. That story has got to be a story people trust and believe. Thomas didn't doubt Christ. Thomas doubted the messengers. If we're the messengers of Jesus Christ, do people trust us? Not only with our story, but with their story. But also, God's trusting us with this story. So we better share it, and we better get it right. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So our sending hymn is correctly noted on the board. It is 420. "Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew. That I might love what thou dost love and do what thou wouldst do."